Hey, good morning. It is Monday, March the 16th, in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ, 2026. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. So, are you ready to greet this new week? I hope you're not getting tired of me. I'm not getting tired of you. But for a lot of us, we've been waking up together a long time. Some of you are new. I love that. And I'd love to know about your experience, how it's going. Maybe hit a reply to the email today and just let me know. Always open for comments, suggestions, critiques. And 5-star reviews. I would say, some of you are listening to this on the Apple podcast platform. And it really helps us if you were to go on there and, you know, do 5 stars and leave a review. Doesn't have to be long, but it helps us to get broadcast into other realms. As our ratings go up, we are, you know, well ranked and well rated. I don't really ever ask this kind of thing. I don't mind doing it. And that's what I'm doing right now. So if you consider doing that, that would be a blessing to us. So are you ready to dive in? This morning, this Monday, this new week, let's start with consecration. All right, you're ready. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. It's the word of God. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, today's entry is entitled The Flux Capacitor. And our text, Psalm 139, verses 13 and 14. Hear now the word of the Lord. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. The word of the Lord. All right, now consider this. The other day I did something I never imagined I would do. I went on Amazon.com and I ordered a flux capacitor. Yep, you read and heard that right. A flux capacitor. Here it is. If you're watching on YouTube, I'm holding up my flux capacitor on the screen. It's kind of a toy, of course. But just for kicks, there it is. For those of you perhaps too old or too young to get the reference, back in the late 1900s, a very popular series of movies came out called Back to the Future. At the center of the story was the age-old quest of time travel, and more specifically, the attempt to go back into the past and adjust something that happened in history in order to thereby change the future. A mad scientist of sorts named Doc Brown invented a device he called the flux capacitor, which he attached to the engine of a DeLorean automobile. The car had to reach a speed of 88 miles per hour, at which point the flux capacitor was activated and the car would reach a velocity achieving time travel, taking its passengers back to the date selected on the dashboard of the car. Now, the flux capacitor had one major challenge. It took 1.21 gigawatts of electrical power to make it work. The only thing known to power it was the kind of impossible to acquire uranium required to generate nuclear power. So, that's the setup to today's thought. Remember Saturday's question? What are we? Remember the answer? We are an extraordinarily unusual type of created being, made by God to be a phylum beneath the order of angelic beings, possessing incomprehensible capacities and remarkable potential. We are made in the very image of the God of heaven and earth. Bringing it all together now. This is why I went on Amazon.com and ordered a flux capacitor. At the core of who and what we are is a flux capacitor. It's a metaphor. The Bible, of course, doesn't call it this. The Bible calls it the inmost being. Note how the Bible speaks of it. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Now, watch how it works. The flux capacitor. This is Ephesians 3, Paul's prayer. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inmost being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how high, how wide, how deep, how long is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Are you seeing it yet? I'm going to deal with this more tomorrow. But say it with me again from Saturday, this time with feeling. I am an unbelievable, inconceivable, unrepeatable miracle of God. Yep. That's what you are. At the core of your, at the core of this body that is actually a temple. A temple is a place where heaven and earth overlap. At the core is the inmost being. I'm calling it a flux capacitor. It's the place. Made to interface with the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, the presence of God, the 1.21 gigawatts of heaven coming into your physical body and bringing divine power, love, goodness, miracle working potential, capacities only God has to be exercised on earth as it is in heaven. You're getting it now. You're tracking. More to come. Let's pray. Our Father, thank you for your Son, Jesus. And Lord Jesus, we praise you because we are fearfully and wonderfully made. In your image, we are unbelievable, inconceivable, unrepeatable miracles of God. Come, Holy Spirit, and lead us into the fullness of life. In your image, in your name, Jesus. Amen. The journal prompts today, I want you to reflect on this. I want you to think on this. Not who am I, not whose am I, what am I? So, what do you make of the flux capacitor concept? Thanks for stretching with me today. And what powers the flux capacitor of the inmost being? Hint, the third person of the Trinity. Well, man, this has been fun engaging with you like this. I mean, it's just not everybody I can have this conversation with. It's a little out there, I know. But guys, I'm convinced that we've gotten to a pretty low ceiling of understanding and consequently expectation for what a human being made in the image of God actually is. I don't think we take it seriously. I don't think we take it literally or seriously. It's just kind of a religious talk. And I'm like, no, the Bible's actually revealing something to us that is unbelievable. And we got to wake up to this. This is what I'm saying. We got to wake up. There's an inmost being in here. Okay? Because of the fall, right? We've gone through a lot in this series about the sickness that we have, the brokenness that we have, the corruption that we are born with. That's why we have to have the regenerative, transcendent entry of the presence of God by Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit, by His blood. It's not only the healing of the image of God, it's the regeneration of the reality of the power and the presence of God in our life, where we become the temple with others, like Jesus, the place on earth where heaven flows. Okay, I'm going to stop. We're going to sing. Okay, this is enough to think about today, but I want you to think about it. Wake up. That's what we're doing. Let's sing. Anybody ready to sing on Monday?
Yeah, let's do it.
Dad's ready to sing. We're going to sing a great classic today. Tell them what we got.
Amazing Grace.
What's the number?
572.
572. You probably know this one by heart. This would be the most popular hymn, at least in America. It's kind of.
We're going to sing six verses, so you probably don't know all of them.
That's right. We're going to sing all six verses here. And we're walking to the cross, gang. We're now into, I don't know, is it the fourth week? Is it the fifth week? That's the nature of Lent. You kind of can get a little bit lost. That's wilderness. And sometimes it can be a kind of lostness that leads to being found. You wander out in the woods, and what seems familiar to you, what you thought was familiar, kind of can start to feel like, I'm not sure, I don't recognize where I... You ever been lost in the woods?
I have, and it's a terrible feeling. But you can't explain it.
Do you remember that time when I got lost and it was way up in the night?
Yeah.
And nobody knew where I was. And I was terrified.
How'd we get you?
Who came? You came. You came out into the woods yelling my name with a flashlight because you knew about where I was. And, of course, whenever I wasn't showing back up, you think the worst.
I know it.
You're like, I'm going to go find him dead out there.
But we didn't.
And that's why you sing, I once was lost.
But now I am found.
But now I'm found.
Was blind, but now I see.
That's amazing grace. And,
yep.
That's true. And so in all of our lives, I once was what? I once was a very angry and impatient person one time in my life. But now.
You've calmed down.
I'm not mad. And I'm pretty patient. How about you?
I am too. I try to be.
Has the grace of God changed you?
Changes me every day.
Yeah.
And if you'll let him, if you don't let him, you won't be changed. But if you want to be changed, just say, God, help me to be better, to live better. Help me to help other people.
That's right.
And as long as you're helping somebody else, you're going to be all right.
That's good. That's good. Okay, we're going to sing all the verses. You ready? Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come to grace that brought me safe thus far. And grace will lead me home. The Lord has promised good to me. His word my hope secures. His will my shield and portion be. As long as life endures. Yea, when this flesh and heart shall fail, and mortal life shall pass, I shall possess within the veil a life of joy and peace. Last verse.
When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. Amen.
10,000 years. How old are you?
I am, let's see, I am
85, okay. Now think about comparing 85 to 10,000 years.
There's no comparison.
There's no comparison.
Mm-mm.
This life on this side is short.
Yep.
But life on the other side is
forever.
Long, is forever, is eternal. And to get from this side to the other side, you got to put your faith in
Jesus Christ.
In Jesus Christ. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. He says, no one comes to the Father except by Him, the Son. And so today, this Monday, consider that your invitation to amazing grace.
Amen.
That there is even a way to get from 85 years to 10,000 years. It's Jesus. He is amazing grace. And we are so thankful for Him.
Amen. Amen.
Because we get all this in heaven too. All right. Well, for The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
I'm David Walt.
We'll see you
on the field.
On the field. Here they come, the seeds of awakening.